Hey everyone, in this episode we're going to talk about the new X-Men film. We saw it last night, it was awesome, so we're just going to talk about our thoughts and just amazing how awesome it was. So
it was awesome.
It was awesome.
And also we'll talk to the guy who's behind that Super Mario / Game of Thrones open mashup.
Yeah, you probably saw
seen.
It over the internet.
Well,
so.
He is a co-worker of ours, mm-hmm. And he will join us on the podcast to talk about it.
Yeah, to talk about how he made it and everything. So, and we're also going to talk about our obsessions this week. Mine's pretty good. Mick's got a couple of things that I guess you could download and, enjoy if you're into that sort of thing. Anyway.
If you're into that sort of thing, that sounds pretty bad. Pretty bad. Anyway, you're fine.
This is a galaxy.
Good
day.
Lord.
Kitty. Welcome to A Gal and Gay.
Didn't you already say your name?
Did I?
You know,
no, I didn't think so.
Did?
No.
I'm Mick. Episode 34, Gal and Gay.
I don't think I did. If I did, well, I said it twice. Big deal.
If you're into that kind of thing. God.
Did we say episode 34?
Yes, I said episode 34.
I wasn't paying attention.
I really don't think you said your name now. We'll go back and argue about that later. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us. We've got, quite a bit to talk about.
We do.
We have the interview with a coworker of ours,
yes,
who made this mashup of the Super Mario World and the Game of Thrones opening.
It's amazing.
And it went viral.
It. Yeah,
and
it's been everywhere. You guys should really Google it if you haven't seen it.
Right.
It's awesome. So we're going to talk to him a little bit just about how he made it and how long it took and all that good stuff. So, yeah, he's a cool guy. Y'all will enjoy it. So, what do we start with? TV news. TV news, yes.
Let's get started on TV news.
TV news.
Good Lord. This is going to be a mess. I apologize for her in advance.
Whatever. TV news. Okay, here we go. Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, you're over there, like...
I'm shocked.
Whatever you're doing on your iPad.
No, I'm looking to see exactly how many clicks Nick's video has gotten.
There you go. That's cool. All right, well.
There it is.
We're going to talk about a few of the season finales. You know, it's season finale season. Everything's coming to an end. So we just talked about some of our, the season finales, some of our favorite shows. We're going to start with Nashville. That wasn't this week. It was last week, the season finale. So if you watch Nashville, you probably saw the season finale. If you haven't seen it yet, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about what happened.
If you haven't seen it, it's been a week.
And it's been a week, so.
I don't really feel too bad about spoiling it for you.
No. So,
and there wasn't really much to spoil, actually, because it wasn't like, I mean, that last season finale the year before.
Yeah.
It was like crazy.
Oh my God.
Did they die in the car accident?
No, it didn't happen.
Which season finale do you like? Do you like cliffhangers, or do you like it where they just kind of end?
I don't know. I think cliffhangers can work in, it depends on what it is. Sometimes I hate cliffhangers, but sometimes I do like it. So Supernatural's cliffhanger was pretty good. We'll talk about that.
Well, we're in TV news. Just go ahead. Let's get to Supernatural.
We'll start with Nashville.
Okay. All right. Nashville, okay. It's just one of those shows that I like, but it's not like I'm dying to see it.
I like it a lot. I don't think I love it as much as I used to, only because I tend to get, move on to other things, like I'll be really into something for a while and then I'll move on to something else. But I mean, I still do like it. Yeah. And so the season finale wasn't bad. I'm glad the whole Scarlet drama's kind of over, so.
Oh, right. They needed to wrap that up.
Yeah, they did. So I'm glad they kind of got that out of the way.
So is she staying?
I think she's going to stay.
Okay,
I
so
don't
that
think
wasn't...
she's going anywhere,
right.
No. Because she's a pretty popular character, so I don't see her going anywhere,
right.
I don't think. There's the whole Avery and Juliet thing.
Mm-hmm.
She slept with the, what's his face?
Yeah,
which was gross. But it really... I really like Avery and Juliet together, and
yeah,
it was really, really heartbreaking to see how much he was beat up about what happened. So.
And I like her.
Yeah.
I like her and him together.
Yeah.
I don't like him with Scarlet. Or,
no.
It just doesn't work for me.
I agree. I don't either. But them together, I do like.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Juliet so much. She's
just,
she's so good, and, even though she sometimes does some really horrible things, she always feels bad about it. She's
well, that's the key. If you feel really bad about it.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, she realizes that she's a little messed up, you know,
right.
And even though she loves Avery very much, she still, like, sabotaged it. And she's like, I can't help it. I'm just screwed up. And, you know, anyway, I just
right.
really like her a lot.
But I also say Avery didn't help matters either. The whole running to Scarlet's,
yeah,
I mean.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She has her uncle. She has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So,
no, it was good. It was fine. It'll stay on my DVR. What did
you think about Will? No, is it Will? No, Luke. Luke and Raina getting hitched.
I felt it was very formulaic. Saw it coming. We saw it in the previews. You'll be shocked by her. No, I wasn't shocked.
No, I wasn't shocked.
She's on stage.
Yeah,
she's smiling.
She's not going to say no.
She's not going
to
say
to
no.
Luke Wheeler.
Right.
Right. On stage
right.
at this huge show. No,
right.
she's not going to do that. So,
right.
I will, I don't feel like Raina is really that into Luke as much as he's into her. You know what I mean? Like, because they haven't been together that long, you know, and I feel like she's just kind of going with it, you know,
yeah.
a little bit, you know. This is the whole thing with Deacon and everything. You know, I think they're always going to come back to that. So,
right.
yeah.
Right. But, I mean, it, you know, in a lot of shows, you do have that couple that it's on again, off again.
Yeah,
will they, won't they? Put them together, take them apart. I mean, that's Deacon and,
yeah.
and Raina.
And I think Maddie really wants Deacon and Raina to get together. So,
right.
So she's not happy that her mom's getting married to Luke.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then the other one is kind of upset with it because she wants Raina to get back with her.
Yeah, with their dad, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Raina's
exactly.
a whore.
She's got to be with some hot men, so
right.
whatever.
Yeah, I don't really care. I mean, I like the character of Luke, but it's just like...
Yeah, yeah. No, it's
just there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't see them getting married. I think what's going to happen is she's going to get up to the day and she's going to say no. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like... leaving at these altars kind of things, maybe.
God,
I don't know, but
I
then, you know,
not.
Deacon, at the end of the episode, Deacon came in and was like, I still love you, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, so, of course, that's good.
Surprise,
yeah,
surprise.
Yeah, surprise, so, yeah.
I really want them to, like, really change things up next year. I want some new characters.
Well, you know, Will came out, finally, to his
right.
to his wife, you know, and
right.
they caught it on the cameras. So I think that's probably going to be a big storyline next year, which I'm happy about, because I really like Will.
Right.
I like him, so...
Yeah, and I do... I would say that's the most interesting storyline.
I would agree. Uh-huh.
Just because it's like, oh, it's something... And I kind of... It doesn't seem like... That's not how I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
All these others, I figured that was kind
mm-hmm,
of going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And not Juliet sleeping with...
Yeah.
Jeff. Jeff. But, like... Luke's gonna ask Raina to marry him,
mm-hmm.
and then Deacon's gonna get involved,
mm-hmm.
and then we have what's his name, Teddy, just there now.
Just
he
there.
Doesn't really have much of a
no,
purpose.
No, except for
what I want,
sleeping
okay.
with Deacon's girlfriend.
Right.
And, you know.
Okay, so let's look at. Okay, let's play producers and writers of the show.
Uh-huh.
What I would like to see, just to shake things up, make it where it's not like, oh, we're coming back for another season. I know what's gonna happen. I think they should hook Teddy up with Raina's sister.
Ew, really? I know. I don't see that. No.
Right. You don't
I
see
don't
it.
See
you
that.
Don't see
no.
it. That's what I'm saying. Well, who are you going to hook him up with?
I don't know.
Who are you going to hook her up with?
I don't know.
Right. So let's mix it up. Let's mix it up. Let's, you know.
I don't think, as characters, I don't see them doing that, though. Like, as a producer,
as
I wouldn't think.
As they should. They should
just,
mix it up.
I don't know. I wouldn't be into that. I really wouldn't.
So you want the normal stuff. Just the,
no,
oh,
I
let's just keep going back
but,
and forth
but
with
Teddy
Raina.
And like, Raina's sister, I just don't ever see that happening. Like, they
right,
don't,
that's why
I
it's
don't,
coming out of left field.
I don't know
field.
If you
yeah.
ever see Teddy and his sister even interacting ever.
Right. Maybe they are diddling in the back. See? Now that would be a shocker.
I could see Teddy going back with Deacon's ex-girlfriend, you know, the one he
yeah,
cheated on.
She's so
I can
boring.
See that happen.
Come on, we need to shake this shit up. Shake it up. Or Teddy and Scarlet. Or something.
Ew!
Oh,
that's definitely not happening. No. I don't know. I agree. Something
so we're just
going to
keep
up.
These same characters
no, no,
going
No, I don't know.
Okay, so
I'm
Juliet's
going
to go with what's his name? And then she's going to go back to hit. You know, it's like, that's boring.
No.
The show is starting to bore me. Bore me. And now I understand why you like it. so much besides the music. You're like, no, we can't mix that up.
No, but I was like, you have to do things that make sense, I think. Or, you know, even...
They're there. They're wallflowers. They're not doing anything.
I know, but...
What are you going to do with them?
I don't know.
Have Raina's sister keep talking about money problems?
Teddy is... her sister, too. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what they could do, but
then Teddy and Will hook up.
I'd be okay.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
That's not going to happen, no.
Anyway,
I don't know.
It's boring me. It is boring.
No, I get it. I mean, I do.
They need to do something, because this next season's going to be the last season.
Yeah, if they don't react.
If they don't do something,
I don't think
necessarily bring in all new characters either, so.
I feel like they should bring Liam back.
He's on Game of Thrones where he needs to stay.
He needs to stay on Game of Thrones.
Especially if we get some more scenes like that last episode.
If he comes back to Nashville, he needs to be shirtless the entire time.
Not just shirtless.
Well, yeah, not just shirtless. It's
not. He's not coming back to Nashville.
No, he's not. I know. He's Dario Naharis now. So
yes.
He's not Liam anymore.
Right.
Anyway.
All right. I am bored to death of Nashville. So we apologize, viewers.
I like it. I do agree. It's kind of boring at parts. I don't want to see any more of Scarlet drama. I hope they don't do that again. I want to see more Will.
They need drama.
They do need drama, but I don't want, you know, her issues with her mom and, you know,
they got her mom's
and all
gone.
That stuff. I don't want any of that stuff, so.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, it sounds like you're not happy with the show either.
I don't. Yeah. No. I mean.
Okay.
It's a little boring. I still like it, but it's still boring.
Okay.
Oh, you really want me to talk about Supernatural now?
Well,
okay.
Before I get to Supernatural, there are a lot. Like, I have my list of fall shows now, and actually shows that I think I really want to watch. Nashville's about to get cut.
Yeah.
If they
don't
mix things up in the first two episodes of next season, it's gone.
It would be interesting to see Teddy. I mean, Teddy in it. I just don't see that happening. But if it did, that would cause a lot of drama. That would.
Right. Hello.
But
you need to stop thinking like a TV news producer and think of a TV show producer. Come on. You got to mix it up. You got to throw people in. Oh, I never thought of that combination. Oh, well, that's why it's going to work. That's why it's going to make
drama. But
right.
I mean, she's
and then the girls walk in on them and confuse them even more. I mean, those girls are going to need counseling sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. Especially Maddie. She's already...
Enough
of Nashville. Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
I know.
It's going to get cut if the next two episodes, the next season...
I agree. It's already kind of on the bubble because it's not doing as well as it
right,
was.
Right, because...
Yeah.
It's so formulaic.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a soap opera, so...
Right. Kind of like Supernatural.
No. It's not a soap opera. Anyway, Supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
The season finale was amazing. Amazing. If you have... I don't want to... Oh, yeah. I'm not going to go too far into it, but... Because
you're going to do it your own podcast.
Yes, so I'm trying to get my friend Steph to come back. You know, we're trying to work out a time when we can sit and talk about the season finale, because it's really all we've been talking about for the past week at work. because it was so shocking. Anyway, so... if you watch Supernatural, you know what happened. But I'm going to just recap it here. See,
okay,
they were trying... See, Metatron, at the beginning... last season, had this angel tablet, and he had this tablet. Metatron's the voice of God. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I see that you're really paying attention to me.
I am. I can hear every word you say.
And what this tablet is...
Megatron? Like Transformers?
Metatron.
So like Transformers?
No, Metatron.
Oh, Metatron.
Not Megatron. No. Metatron.
That would have made it really...
Metatron's
really
voice of God. Anyway, he gets a hold of this angel tablet, and this the tablet, like the words on the tablet, kicks all the angels out of heaven. So the whole season, like, all the angels are on earth, and they're really pissed off
okay.
that they can't get into heaven anymore.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's what they've been trying to do this whole season, get the gates of heaven back open.
Got it.
Anyway, there was also Abaddon, who was the knight of hell. He's a demon, and Dean wanted to kill, you know, they wanted to kill her because she's bad, and so he goes to Cain of Cain and Abel. And
oh, he's making an appearance.
He did. And so Cain gives him the mark of Cain, because there's its mark, and there's only one blade that can kill the knight of hell, and it's called the first blade.
What's the knight of hell?
Just the knight of hell. It's like
just a
high-ranking demon.
Oh.
She wants to take over hell. Crowley is the king of hell at the moment. She wants to be queen of hell, I guess you could say, anyway. They gotta kill him. Anyway, so Dean gets this mark of Cain, so he can use the first blade. Eventually, the mark makes him go crazy. Like, he just wants to kill people. And so that's really what happens in this last episode. He's kind of losing his mind a little bit. So they finally catch up with Metatron. They struggle. Metatron ends up killing Dean, which was heartbreaking to see him kill Dean. Dean Winchester.
Right, he's died before, right?
Yes, he's died before, but not in this way. This was really sad.
Oh, okay.
Really, really sad.
Why was it different this time?
It's just because Dean knew that he was turning into something he didn't want to be, and I don't know, it was just because it was so unexpected, because they usually get out of these kinds of things, but this was, like, a little more definite than it usually is when he dies, so to say. I don't know how to explain it, but it was really sad because Sam was there, and Sam's like, you know, I'm going to try and save you, we're going to go to the hospital, we're going to find a spell to fix you or whatever, but then Dean's like, you know, no, it's better this way, just let me die, and so Dean dies, and Sam's crying, and it's really sad and emotional, and I was really, I was like, weeping.
What are they going to do without Dean?
Oh, well, you're not letting me finish. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
So, Sam thinks he's dead, but then we see Crowley comes in, and it's like, Dean's laying dead in this bed, and Crowley's talking, and it turns out that Kane, at one point, didn't like what the blade was doing to him either, turning him into a killer. So Kane tried to kill himself. Turns out he killed himself and he turned into a demon. So when you die, this is what happens with the blade. The blade turns you into a demon. So Dean came back as a demon. It ended with Dean's eyes opening as black demon eyes. It was amazing. So Dean is essentially a demon. That's what we know. That's the cliffhanger. It's like, is Dean really a demon? Is he going to stay a demon?
Wasn't he a demon before? He's never been a demon? I thought he'd been a demon or something.
He went to hell a few seasons back because he made a deal with the devil. And
right.
When you make a deal, hell hounds take you to hell. And he was in hell for a brief stint, but he got out. Castiel pulled him out of hell to help stop the apocalypse. Long story. Sorry,
it always is.
Okay, I'm babbling on. Anyway, it was a really great season finale, and I can't wait for the next season, so it was awesome. It was a really great season finale, and I can't. Dean as a demon, man, this is going to be interesting, so.
I do love alliteration.
Dean as a demon. Demon Dean. He's still super hot. Doesn't matter. He's a demon or not.
Yeah. Hopefully be more shirtless.
I wish.
Dean's as a demon.
I really wish there would be. Okay, I'm done talking about Supernatural.
You sure?
Yeah, huh? I'm sorry if I bored you.
You didn't. I was having a conversation. I was shopping online, too. But it was good.
It was a great season finale, and I loved it. And so, yeah, again.
I mean, I know I make fun of you, but I see shows with a cult following that's so amazing.
Yes, yes. It was really good. Like, yeah. A lot of people talking about it, so show fans, anyway.
Well, since we're in the CW world, go to your next CW show.
Heart of Dixie. I love Heart of Dixie, and you should really watch it sometime. It's pretty cute, but the season finale was a couple weekends ago. Not this Friday, but last Friday, and it's just, again, my issue, I love this show, but my issue is that Zoe, who's Rachel Bilson, she plays the Dr. Zoe Hart. She's always constantly, like, wishy-washy about who she loves, and it kind of bothers me, because she's always like, oh, first it was George, and then it was Wade, and then it was Joel, and now it's Wade again. So it was a cute little ending, but again, it just, I get kind of tired of them, who was like, oh, who is she going to love? Who does she really love? But anyway, so.
So like Nashville?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, all right.
A little bit.
Just making sure.
It was a good season finale, though. Mm. Yeah, that's good. I love that show. I'm glad it's coming back for at least one more season.
Oh, right.
It got saved,
that
yeah.
That's good.
It got saved, luckily. So, okay, I'm done talking.
God, we could only be so lucky. Just kidding.
You're always complaining that I talk too much, but then you let me just talk about what I want to talk about. So it's not really my fault.
Right.
And now that shows are done. There are, you know, there's some new shows starting this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this article at TV.com and it's talking about some of the most anticipated summer shows. And some of them seem really interesting. Like, I hadn't heard about some of these, but some of them seem pretty good. I guess Will Wheaton's doing a project on sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Will Wheaton Project. Mm-hmm. So it's supposed to be pretty good, I guess, if you're a Will Wheaton fan. Halle Berry's in a new show. It's called Extent. I don't know how you say that.
Extent, yeah.
Extent. She plays an astronaut who comes from a mission to find out she's pregnant. And nobody knows how that happens.
Right,
so,
she was up
yeah.
there for however long.
Yeah, for like mm-hmm. over a year? Yeah. And so, I don't know, that seems, I don't know. I haven't seen previews for it, so I don't know what
right.
it looks like, but Halle Berry's in it, so I don't know. That's going
to
be on.
Well, it seems like a lot of the networks are getting closer to doing year-round programming.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the reality shows in the summer, Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
You have some of the others that that are so popular. Under the Dome's coming back for the second season. I watched almost all of the first season last year, and I liked it. It was, you know, something different in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't watch the last couple episodes. And I heard a lot of people weren't very happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But.
There's this show, I have never heard of this, but this actually seems like something I might watch just on an off chance. But there's something, it's called The Quest. And it's like it's a reality show, but it's like these people are, like, they have to dress up like medieval outfits. And they're like fighting, like, I don't know, orcs and stuff like that to... It's like a role play. It's really like it's like a real life RPG kind of thing. Role play.
Oh, really?
Like it's just like it's a reality show, and they're in this medieval kingdom, and they have to fight like, you know, forces and an army of orcs, and yeah, I don't know. It's just it's weird, but it seems like it'd be kind of fun.
Right.
Yeah, they're trying to save a kingdom, but it's real people. It's like a reality show. It's
oh,
like
that's
a reality
fun.
Competition.
Is that
show,
on sci-fi?
It is on. Hold on.
It sounds like sci-fi.
It's on ABC, actually.
Oh, that's
starting in July, Thursdays at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. our time.
Well, what I like about summer is that now is the time to get caught up on the shows
yes.
that I want
yes.
to get caught up
yes.
on.
Me too.
So I'm still working through Orphan Black.
I need to start that.
Orphan Black, True Detective halfway
mm-hmm.
through.
Yeah, I need to finish that.
Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm. You do need to watch Parks and Rec. Absolutely.
And I'm going to finish... Get caught up on Revenge.
Oh, I need to do that too. Revenge, yeah. And The Following, I need to pick up. I haven't watched all of season two yet, so I need to watch that.
Oh, so you like The Following?
I liked the first season. So I was going to give the second season a shot. So I have it all DVR. I just haven't watched it yet. Revenge, I need to finish that. Orphan Black and True Detective. First, I'm going to finish Veronica Mars, though. So I love Veronica Mars.
All right, we'll get that.
Yeah,
we'll
get that.
Okay.
Still obsessed with it, yeah.
But
anyway, there's a few good shows coming out this summer that I think The Leftovers on HBO. I kind of want to watch that one.
Yeah, that looks really good.
And then there's one called The Strain that's coming to FX. It's about vampires. Guillermo del Toro is making it. It looks really good.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like a scary vampire like show. So,
oh, cool.
And these are like crazy, crazy vampires. So that starts in July. So I'm definitely going to give that a shot just because I like shit like that. So.
Excellent. All right, so summer movies. What else we have?
What else do we have? Hold on. I gotta.
When is Shark Week?
Shark Week is... I gotta find the article. They announced Shark Week dates. I don't know. So I'm looking through my emails.
I love Shark Week.
I love Shark Week. Sharks
so educational.
Are... Yeah, well, sharks are so fascinating, and that's why I love watching it. So it's gonna be... August 10th.
Okay.
It's when it starts. So, I love watching it. Last year's was the most watched Shark Week ever.
Really?
You know that? Yeah.
I remember I watched it at the gym quite a bit. That's when I was on a evening schedule. And I remember they have, like, shark survivors that come on.
Yeah.
And the thing is, everyone thinks there are so many shark attacks.
There's not.
Yeah. But for those people who survive, and it was just fascinating.
Yeah, I guess this is... In this season, they're going to talk about a couple of unusual sharks, mutant sharks, and sharks that glow in the dark.
Hmm.
weird. So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm really excited for Shark Week, because it's always so interesting, you know? the that Planet Earth series they did on there was one episode where they talk about great whites and stuff. It was so fascinating. So I love watching it. It's also kind of terrifying. Makes me not want to ever go in the ocean.
Right.
But
right.
But very, very cool. Yeah. So yeah, August. Can't wait for that one. Cool. So yeah. What else we got? Walking Dead news.
They just started filming season mm-hmm. 5.
And according to Robert Kirkman, this season's going. Next season is going to be magical. Magical as in awesome, not as in, you know,
okay, good.
There's actually magic.
Right. Yeah. Now that would have been a surprise.
I know, really.
That would have been a cliffhanger.
That would have been. That would have been. But apparently, I mean, it's supposed to be pretty, I mean, it's going to be pretty action-packed, it sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's just amazing how far in advance they, you know, they start on some of these seasons.
I know.
And the thing is, like, some of the fall TV shows haven't even started yet. You know?
I know!
And usually it's like July, but I mean, this is something that comes back in October, and they're already working on it. And they're, obviously the zombies are CG, but I mean, it's not like they have too much...
Yeah, I don't know what kind of production value, like, what their production schedule's like. I mean, I know they have to go and shoot, but yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of post.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why they start filming this so far in advance, I would think. So, yeah. I mean, apparently they're keeping a lot of things, like... a lot of secrecy on set, so I guess they don't want a lot of stuff to get out, but
right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I'm looking forward to next season. I think it's going to be so good, so mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, movie news?
No, one more, no, a couple more things.
Okay.
And then a former showrunner for Walking Dead, Glenn Mazzara, he's developing a TV show of The Omen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'll watch it. And then, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine, but, yeah, I'm just, it's a TV series of The Omen, so, is it on Lifetime? Hold on.
Yeah, I think it is, because they said it was kind of weird that
Lifetime
was going to...
It's
going to
be a Lifetime...
That's kind of, like, counter-programming on the
It's a little
station.
Weird, yeah.
It's kind of weird,
a little weird. It's going to be a follow-up to the events of the 1976 film. So it's going to be kind of a continuation. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of weird that it's on Lifetime, but mm-hmm. Lifetime's kind of trying to branch out a little bit on just their programming sometimes.
Yeah, but the thing is, tough is, like, it's all about women and after-school movies and stuff.
Yeah,
you don't want to change too much.
That's true. You don't want to... Yeah, you're right.
But maybe it'll be more
I think they're just probably
on.
Trying to...
Appeal to
a larger, they're trying to get more viewers and compete with some other networks, but
right.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna. Oh, and there was some True Detective news we need to talk about.
Jessica
Chastain was rumored to be in the next season, but apparently that's actually not happening.
Well, Brad Pitt has been rumored too.
Oh my gosh, pairing those up
would be great.
They would be so great,
But the thing is, it's like a lot of these times. Sometimes the media gets caught because they run with a rumor.
Yeah, I know.
And then you find out, nope, that's not the case.
Yeah, exactly. That's really not happening. So,
right. Yeah,
I don't know. That's really... I'm excited to see who's going to be in the next season. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just such a great show. It's a great... I just love these shows that reboot every season. You know what I mean? I think that's just a great idea.
Right, I think that is a trend that needs to
happen. I agree. I mean, because it's just, there's just so much you can do there when you do it mm-hmm. that way. So it's very cool, so...
Yeah.
I can't. Cats.
I know. God. I'm about to get thrown outside. It's raining, which would be even better.
He always wants to go outside. Do you want to go outside now, Sunny?
No. The dog goes out, maybe, but not.
Anyway.
All right, let's get to some
movie
news.
Yeah, that's our TV news, so we'll move on to movie news. All right.
So we will begin our movie news with sort of a review of sorts.
Yeah, sort of
a little bit.
Yeah, we'll kind of review it, just kind of talk about it. So we went and saw the new X-Men film last night, and it was awesome.
Days of Future Past.
Yeah,
Days of
so good, you guys. If you haven't seen it, I mean, go and see it. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
We both really enjoyed it. So
it's nice that Bryan Singer is back
at
the helm of the X-Men franchise. I mean, and I did like First Class.
Oh, cool. I loved First Class, yeah. Good. I absolutely did love First Class.
The man combining the old and the new.
I think that was such a smart idea, and it was, I mean, it just worked so good because you got to see all those original characters, and then you got to see all the guys from the last film, too, and they just worked so well together. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So good.
It was, from beginning to end.
What was your favorite part?
There were a couple sequences that were just incredible. They open with the future and the fight scene.
Yeah.
And how all the mutants were using their powers to help each other.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
It was really cool.
But I still think my favorite sequence was with Quicksilver.
I have to agree that he was so good.
Evan Peters
as Quicksilver was so good in that his whole... See, every one of his scenes were so good. Like, he stole the show in those parts. They were very, very good. Especially the part where they're in the Pentagon.
Right. And he's only in just a little bit of the movie.
Yeah. He's only in a small part, but, I mean, he really shines when as Quicksilver. So, I mean...
Just his comedic timing and the role that he played. Mm-hmm. It's just so good. And I have a feeling that we're going to see him in the next one.
I hope so.
Because they're still going to be in the past.
They need to bring him back. Absolutely. So, I mean, everybody was really great in this movie. And I just, we talked about this last night. Michael Fassbender, God.
Right.
God.
just, what a presence.
I know.
Well, he doesn't even have to say anything.
I know.
Like, just as...
His
reactions and looks.
Him as Magneto is just... And I'm so glad we got to see so much of him, like, with his powers and stuff, because he is so cool as Magneto. So, and he's super hot also. But,
That definitely helps.
But, getting to see Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen, doing their roles, because they're both really good, but then getting to see the guys who play them as their younger selves, too, is so good.
James McAvoy,
I love him. I love him, and he's great as Professor X, and getting to see them to interact with Wolverine, too. I mean, Hugh Jackman is obviously awesome as Wolverine, too, and getting to see Storm, too, again, and... I mean, you got to see everybody from the original trilogy, so it was just really great. Yeah. So if you're an X-Men fan, I think you're going to enjoy this. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a lot from the first trilogy, because I haven't seen it in a while. But so I was kind of trying to remember some things, and I admittedly don't know a lot of the details of the whole universe. Like I know it's a big comic book thing, but I mean, I still enjoy it. So I think even if you are a diehard X-Men fan, or you really haven't followed it, I think you're still going to enjoy it.
Right. Well, and Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, too,
God. So good. And Peter Dinklage.
Dinklage. I know. You can't forget about him. Yeah, exactly. So it's just so good. So many great actors in it, and they all did so well together. Mm-hmm. So it was just really enjoyable. Yeah. And like I was saying last night, when you hear the premise of the movie a little bit, you're a little like, what? But they explain it in a way, very quickly explain it in a way that's easy to understand. So it's like, right off the bat, they explain what the hell's happening here. And so you really it really fits.
And then the one thing, like, when I'm getting closer to halfway through it, I'm like, well, they are changing things as you're going, like things are happening differently, but you're not seeing that in the future. Mm-hmm. But then someone had explained it, and I think it was Beast who explained it. Was it Beast? I think so. Yeah, he did. He was saying, like, it's like a ripple. Like, just because it's like a weight, like you drop a pebble in a stream, it's still going to get there, but it corrects itself.
Yeah, it's always going to go back. The current's always going to correct itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Until the major catalyst.
Yeah.
Is changed, and that's what happens. And
it's just a really great film. Like, I haven't seen any other films this summer, but I'm gonna say best film of the summer.
I think it's up there.
That's up there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it says a lot about.
And it's
the franchise.
Getting a lot of really great reviews.
Right.
On Rotten Tomatoes, like both critics and users, top 90%, like 90% users like it, so...
Well, I'll look right now.
Yeah, I mean, just so good. I mean, it's a good summer movie. Very, very enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. Highly.
Highly recommended, absolutely. So, I just... There's just so many attractive men in this movie, too. Evan Peters, James McAvoy.
Right, and then Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Get a little ass shot.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right.
Michael Fassbender. Nicholas Holt's adorable, a little bit.
Yeah, it's so funny to think that he's dating different ones. And they really, I guess they do have a couple scenes together.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
And what I think, I was thinking the other day, yeah, it's at 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. But Jennifer Lawrence and Hugh Jackman, I don't think they only have one scene together. Which is amazing to think
about.
Yeah,
I know, right? It's really, yeah, because,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you're right. I think you're right. It's just a really good movie.
So X-Men, Days of Future Past, 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. Blended, the new movie with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, 16%.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
But I will say, I love, The Wedding Singer's great. 50 First Dates.
I know that's one of your favorite movies.
It is one of my
favorite. I didn't love it. I do like The Wedding Singer, but this movie looks really bad to me. Really bad.
Really bad.
So I will not be seeing it.
Yeah.
But that also might be just because the older I get, the more I hate Adam Sandler.
Really, too. But you know what? He's not going to stop making
movies. No, he's not, because he can.
Well, and because people see it.
And people see
him. I'm still shocked to this day that Grown Ups got a sequel.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I don't know how Jack and Jill got made. I don't know how Grown Ups got made either.
Jack and Jill. About that. Which is both Jack and Jill. That's mind blowing.
I don't get it. Anyway. Yeah, so go see X-Men.
Right.
Days of Future Past. You won't regret it. Instagram for the credits, because there's a little teaser, spoiler kind of thing.
We had to do a little Google.
Yeah, because
and actually
somewhere in the bathroom. I was quick to the bathroom, and somebody,
at the end, yeah.
There was a woman next to me washing her hands. She's like, okay, who is the person at this inn? And I was like, I have no idea. And then so the woman was like, oh, it's so-and-so. I was like, oh, thanks. I'm glad you know, because I didn't. But yeah, so it's a big, you know, they always do these after these big summer movies. So it's fun to see those sorts of things. So people who are fans of X-Men are going to enjoy that, I think. Because it's pretty big deal, apparently. So, So, I can't wait for the next one. That's the Apocalypse, right? Yeah.
Right.
And that's the one Channing Tatum's going to be in. Yes.
Yeah, I think he'll be appearing in that. And I think what I was reading last night, because I came home and I just started reading everything I could about the movie and that, and care about spoilers, and they were saying, oh, spoiler alert if you haven't seen the movie, so close your ears, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're saying the reason how they're able to probably recast Gambit is because of everything that happened in this movie, the reset.
Oh.
So that could be how they think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And we got to see Rogue for a little bit in this movie, too. So
yeah, very briefly.
Very, very.
But I guess with the DVD, we're going to see a lot more of.
I hope so.
From the future that they just didn't have time to include.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie's already 131 minutes, and I will tell you, it did not feel.
No, it did. No.
It did not feel like it was more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
There was just so much to it.
Yes, so much to it, and I felt like it moved along really quickly, and it wasn't boring in any parts, and you know, easy to understand. So,
right.
You know, I just really, really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, so good. So, yeah.
What else do we have to talk about?
Batman and Superman.
Yes, it has a name.
It has a name now.
Dawn of Justice.
Dawn of Justice.
Which obviously is
Batman v Superman. Dawn of Justice.
Right.
Yeah.
Some people are pissed off that it's Superman or Batman v instead of versus Superman. I mean, these fanboys, they get pissed off about anything.
Really, though.
Right.
They do. Yeah. It's, yeah. Come on. Who cares?
Right.
Really.
But the Dawn of Justice, obviously, it's the setting up of the Justice League.
The Justice League, yeah.
So they're starting.
So that, is the Justice League coming after this film? Okay. This
It'll
is what's going to set up to the Justice League, right?
Right.
Okay, that's right, yeah. Because,
yep.
Okay. Right. Is Ben Affleck, Batman, going to be in Justice League?
Yes.
Or Sue? Yes.
Yeah,
They're all there, yeah.
Right.
Okay. I don't know how these things work. I don't know a lot about the Justice League. I'm going to say that right off the bat.
Right.
I did. So,
right.
But in Henry Cavill's in the Justice League. Yeah.
Okay. And Gail Gadot. She's Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean I'm excited for that. You know. I need to see the new Superman because I haven't seen it.
So, oh, you do. You need to watch it. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, no, I hear good things about it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's on my list. You know, yeah, the TV's ending. You know, I'll have some time to catch up with some movies. So yeah. So Batman is Superman.
You haven't watched Avengers.
I haven't watched that either. No. Yeah, I need to do that too. Yeah, I need to catch up on my comic book movies. So I really haven't been paying attention to them.
That's okay.
So. Yeah, just have a lot of
stuff. But you do need
to
see Winter Soldier. That was good.
Yeah, I hear. I hear that's one that looks really good too. I know. I need to see it. So, okay.
All right. Let me get to some Star Wars news. So this week, J.J. Abrams. I am very impressed because I thought, oh, they're going to make some Star Wars news, and then we're not going to hear about it for months and months and months and months and months. But J.J. Abrams is. I think Disney has kind of explained to him that. He's going to need to give the fans a little bit more.
You need to talk about it there, JJ.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, with Star Trek, it was so secretive and blah, blah, blah. But, so he actually tweeted out a video of him with... explaining to fans about some kind of UNICEF campaign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's a... And he's on set in Abu Dhabi, Tatooine. I mean, it is Tatooine.
Yeah.
You can see it's like the marketplace. And there's this... creature that comes in behind him, and it was cool because it's like it's back to puppets, not CGI everything. So I think that really made fans happy. That this is what they wanted him to do. They wanted the next Star Wars. They wanted it to be kind of reminiscent of A New Hope, where it's not all CGI. Yoda was a puppet for the longest time.
Yes.
So this is kind of like, okay. And then, like, everyone's, like, picking apart. What are we seeing in this? Who's in the background? There's some merchant or something in the background that is wearing a cape and a hood and, you know. But, yeah, some random alien.
I do think that's pretty cool, this contest that they're doing, this thing where you can donate to UNICEF, you get entered, and you could be in part of the movie and go to the premiere or the set in London and all that cool stuff. So that's pretty cool. I'm sure they'll make a lot of money off of that for UNICEF.
Right, I'm sure.
Yeah, so that is pretty cool.
Right, so you have till July 18th to enter. Each $10 contribution gets you a chance to win.
And you can win other things too, like you can get like a screenplay and T-shirts and that sort of thing. So it's not just this big contest, but you can, you know, for whatever the other donations you make, you can get other stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it's very cool. And
then also. There was one more other thing.
We should really get more organized.
That's your fault. So obviously
who wrote down what we're doing here? Huh?
You did. I did not. They're filming in Abu Dhabi. We know that. And I thought there was something. Else.
I thought there was something else too. I remember seeing.
I'm excited. It's great. I hope that he continues to do this throughout the filming. Just little snippets. I know that John Boyega, if you follow him on Instagram, like he's been posting some videos of them. They have to, and they think it was, he's posting kind of like a selfie video and he's kind of talking and then he's showing that they have to take camels to get to set.
That's crazy.
It's so cool. And they think that in the video in front of him, on the camel in front of him, is Daisy.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
So, but we do know from, the rumors that those on set in Abu Dhabi it's him, Daisy, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and I think one other. I think it was Oscar. So we know that they're, for some reason, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the actors that will be taking part in the filming there. So
that's cool.
So yeah,
take camels to set. That's
cool. I know, isn't that cool?
That's very cool.
So cool.
I know, very cool.
So, we have a lot of movie news.
Yeah, we have a lot of movie news.
Jurassic
World.
Jurassic World. So there's this rumor that it's basically a lot of dino on dino action. Like Chris Pratt is like, I know, it sounds weird.
Dino on dino action.
Thank you, /film, for putting that in my head.
I know.
But so they think that there's a possibility that Chris Pratt's character is like training dinosaurs and to fight other dinosaurs.
I love Chris Pratt.
I do too. The Guardians of the Galaxy.
There was the Guardian of the Galaxy trailer before X-Men.
So good.
I can't wait to see that.
Right. I have no idea what this
I know nothing about this either.
And that's what I want to
get. Yeah, I know I know it's a big thing a lot of people are excited about. I don't know anything about it, but that trailer sold me for completely. Because he's so funny and super hot.
Right.
So, yeah.
And he's married to Anna Faris.
I know. I love that.
Perfect couple.
I think it's the most... Yeah, exactly. Anyway, sorry. Right. Cut off my Chris Pratt crush. Jurassic World, I can't wait for that one. Just because he's involved with it and all the people who are involved with it, I think it's going to be really good. So,
yeah.
One particular... They're going to... There's apparently a T-Rex raptor snake cuttlefish hybrid. What? Wow.
Yeah. I am just going to enjoy that movie as a popcorn movie. Overthink it.
I don't want to overthink it. I think it's going to be fun. I think since, it's been a while since we've had a Jurassic Park movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the fact that they're going back to the original island and everything, I think it's going to be fun.
Right.
So, yeah.
I just hope it's a lot different from the last
two. Yeah, I agree.
Because it's like, then why do another movie? So, hopefully it's something different. Okay, let's get to Jim and the Holograms. So this week it was announced that Juliette Lewis and
Molly Ringwald, I know,
have joined the cast, and they're not saying in secret roles. So which one do you think is synergy?
I think it's Juliette Lewis.
I think it is.
If anybody, it's Juliette Lewis.
I think so too.
Just because she has a reputation of being kind of edgy, badassy, and she's in a band,
But Synergy doesn't sing.
Oh,
like,
she
doesn't
sing.
She's just the computer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So maybe she's not.
Well,
maybe it's Molly.
Maybe it is Molly then. Who's the bad? Who's the
Misfits?
Misfits, but they're younger, right?
They're like the same age as the Holograms, and we are trying to get Mike on. We will get him on sooner or later. But anyway, I think he might have some info that might help us. But as I was talking with him, he said that he thinks it might be an origin story. It's obviously an origin story. So the Misfits might come at the end.
I gotcha.
To set up
for
the sequel.
Okay, I gotcha.
Maybe. I mean, it's hard to have Jim and the Holograms without the Misfits.
Right? Yeah.
So, but it's... Okay. So
they
cast some unknowns for the main characters.
Yeah, but they're getting some bigger names.
Right.
Especially from the 80s, like Molly Ringwald. So I think that fits it. Yeah, so...
Right.
I wonder. Maybe she'll play Jim's mom.
Right. I mean,
does she have a mom?
Well, they're orphans. Well, no, not Jim, not Jerrica and Jim, because they have their father owns Starlight Music, but they own the orphanage. So.
Okay.
So we'll see. Maybe.
I don't know. Again, I think this has been in the works a lot longer than we realized.
Right.
So, yeah.
Which I really like that they were able to keep it.
I know. That's a pretty big movie to keep under wraps for so long. So,
Well, there's one movie that's going to be hard to keep under wraps. Channing. Magic Mike XXL.
Don't keep it under wraps.
Please.
Do not.
Right.
I want to see. What is it called?
Sorry.
Okay, we're learning more about the plot. Channing Tatum spoke to Entertainment Weekly recently. And the plot will revolve around Magic Mike and the other dancers going to a strippers convention. Which should be interesting.
A stripper convention?
It's actually inspired. Yeah, it's inspired by, because Tatum used to be a stripper. Channing Tatum.
But they have.
And apparently this is, the sequel's inspired by two conventions that he went to when he was 19 years old. So, yeah, I would think this is a real thing. I mean, they have porn star conventions. Why wouldn't they have stripper conventions?
How do you know about that, Kat?
I've heard of porn star conventions. I haven't been to one. Shut up.
Pornicons.
That's probably what it's called. Who knows?
That's true.
But, I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, I will go see this, I'm sure. So.
Did I see the first one? Yeah, I think maybe I did eventually.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I did eventually.
JJ Beans and I went and saw that. Our special guest we had.
Jojo.
Juju. Juju, that's what it was. Juju. I forget what we called her.
Right. We call her all kinds of things.
We call her stuff, yeah. A friend of ours. We've had her on this podcast anyway.
Right.
So, it'll be a convention. But I don't know, I thought in the last one he was getting out of the stripper game. Like, wasn't he? I thought he was kind of dumb, but...
Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
But okay. Yeah. Anyway, that's Magic Mike 2. So look forward to that.
All right, that's it for movie news.
No, it's not. We have Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh my God, you're killing me. Killing me. All right, Pitch Perfect 2.
Pitch Perfect 2. They're filming in Baton Rouge. They put out some pictures now of just the filming and everything. So I mean, you're seeing everybody in there, Anna Kendrick, everybody. So they're filming in Baton Rouge. That's coming along. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm. It's out next year.
And Austin What's-His-Face is back in it now. Austin Skyler, is that his name? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be back in it. So there was some of that news. So I can't wait for this movie.
Yep.
Cannot wait. So yeah, he's returning for Pitch Perfect 2. Skyler Astin, that's his name, Astin. Yeah, so that's really all the news there was. But
right.
They're filming in Baton Rouge of all places, which is weird. But I hear Louisiana's got a big like film industry now, you know, so a lot of places film there.
Hey, it's all about the tax credits.
It is. So, yeah.
All right, that is all for movie news. Enough for movie news.
That is all for movie news.
Let's move on. All right. Okay, guys, so we were telling you at the beginning of the podcast that we were going to have our friend and co-worker on who was behind the big Mario mashup of the Game of Thrones Open. Nick, how's it going?
It's good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me on your podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for joining us on a Saturday.
So you are up to what, 1.7 million?
Yeah, just past 1. I think it's 712,682 views. I check it like every 4 minutes.
Hey,
damn, that's impressive.
Right.
Wow.
Right. If I put together a viral video, I'd be checking it the same.
Yeah, I would. I would compulsively. I mean, checking
it.
Yeah.
Like on my phone, I'm like 400 hits. Yeah.
Now the last one you did that got the what was like 800,000, the one you did with
Super Mario Kombat, so Mortal Kombat character running through a Super Mario level, that one is at 975,000, but that's also been posted for over 2 years now.
Oh
wow. And this one, what's only been posted a couple weeks?
Yeah, so it got 1.6 million hits in like a week, and then after that it sort of, you know, leveled off, and now the hits just sort of trickle in a little bit.
Right.
It was getting like hundreds of thousands of hits a day. Now it's like 10, 20, 30,000 hits a day or something like that.
Oh, only.
Only, right?
Only, yeah. It's really like peaked, I guess. But after this podcast, now it's going to start, you know, getting millions of hits.
Yeah. All our millions of listeners.
Right. We'll see how you check your phone to see how many hits. That's what Kitty does when she looks after we post a podcast.
I check
30.
Our page. Like, we got 20 listeners, guys. 20 listeners on our last one.
Okay. So how long did it take you to put together?
I mean, it's a slow process with animations like this. It takes a while. But I'm getting faster, and that took me roughly 3 weeks. I come home and work on it for like an hour before my girlfriend gets home from work, and then maybe a couple hours on the weekends, because she's like, enough with your computer, stop sitting in front of your computer all day. I'm like, I don't know, I got a good feeling about this.
Well, now you're a viral sensation, so
I know.
She's going to have to cut you some slack.
Now.
Right.
Well, it's good to see that you're not just completely wasting your time.
The internet loves me.
Right. So let's go back a little bit. Why did you decide to mash up the Super Mario World and the Game of Thrones world in opening?
Well, I'm a big fan of Game of Thrones. I grew up in the Nintendo, Super Nintendo era, so I played a lot of Super Mario when I was a little kid. I still even go back to it sometimes and just, you know, run through.
It's a lot of fun to play now.
Yeah, it's still a great game.
Yeah.
And so I was watching Game of Thrones, and I was thinking, you know, their intro is classic. It's like an instant classic intro.
Yeah.
And, like a lot of the time you'll fast forward through the intro of a show after you've seen it like 1,000 times. And on this one, I look forward to the intro every week. And I was like, you know, you could probably take this Super Mario Overworld map and pretty easily adapt it to like a Game of Thrones parody. So then I just, well, the first thing I do is I search and see, has anybody done this before? You know, this has got to have been done already because everything's done. And I was like, wow, it's not. That's crazy. Nobody thought of this yet. So then, you know, I mess around with it, see if it's actually possible to do. And it came together pretty easily. Once I got started, it just came together.
How did you decide to put what characters in the certain scenes or what worlds?
I knew I wanted to start with Yoshi's house thing because that's like the very first thing you start off when you start the game, mm-hmm. Super Mario. So after that, I didn't have any sort of I just was like, well, I need to go north first because that's what it does. And so I was like, here's a castle, that's good. And then I'd be like, what is this castle actually? And then I was like, now I need to go to the right a little bit. And so it was all just random. It didn't really make a difference to me. I kind of wanted to end up on like the Bowser's evil island thing. I couldn't figure out a way to get there. So it was just random.
Wow, so yeah. Cool though. And you used a program called After Effects?
After Effects, yeah. It's like Photoshop for video.
Oh, okay, cool.
And how did you make... But better?
yeah.
How did you do the theme song?
I didn't do the theme song.
Oh, okay.
That was another YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else had already done that, and I just said, hey man, I'm going to make this video. I think it'll be pretty popular. Do you care if I use your 8-bit... Game of Thrones song, and he's like, yeah, no problem. And then, you know, so hopefully he got some traffic to his YouTube channel from this, and hopefully he, you know, he had like 3,000 subscribers and said, you know, here's a song, my song that I made in this really cool video. And so he sent some people over to, you know, my channel. It's all like collaboration, cross promotion type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded really good, and I wouldn't have known how to do that, so... That part was easy.
And so you did get a little flack by some the video game nerds about...
A lot of comments. What, 8-bit music with 16-bit graphics? And I was like... First off, I had it never crossed my mind until I... Like, a lot of people actually commented on that. I was like, you guys are even nerdier than I am. This is, like, annoying to you. But then... I wanted it to sound like an old Nintendo game, and
right.
Yeah.
16-bit audio actually is a large improvement, and it would actually sound more like just a song than an old Nintendo mm-hmm. game. So I was like, you got to do the 8-bit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nerds.
Were you surprised at how popular it got? Like, did you think it was going to turn into this kind of viral thing?
No. Like, I was surprised. I've gotten some, like I did the press start video, which is every Nintendo opening screen, and that got like 500,000 hits in a week, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And so it got written about in like Time.com and Wired and IGN and Gizmodo, like all these popular sites. So I've seen my videos get lots of hits like this, but this one just kept going.
Yeah.
Like, kept getting hits and kept getting talked about. And I've seen other YouTube videos that are like, what's trending this week? Talk about it.
Yeah.
And people from, like, you know, Germany have messaged me and been like, I can use your interview for you. And, like, it's a horrible translation. But people, you know, in other countries, different languages are you know, messaging me, and it's been a lot of fun watching the sort of response that I've gotten from it.
That's really cool.
Definitely surprising to see it get a million hits in a week.
Yeah.
And so what, for this one you had, I saw it on Entertainment Weekly, Wired, where else, Nick?
Entertainment Weekly, Wired, Gizmodo, I think it was on IGN, Huffington Post, The Washington Post, which it's really weird when, like, legitimate
right articles about this. I saw it on BuzzFeed, and the Nerdist.com put it on their
Nerdist,
web. Yeah, the Nerdist,
BuzzFeed. So like all the main nerd sites.
Uh-huh.
Best.
Yeah, that was really cool.
And also, don't forget KSHB.
Oh,
too.
Yeah, KSHB. Yeah.
It's out on the news. That's pretty awesome. Like, I've got an interview with Bloomberg on Wednesday, which is crazy.
That is so crazy.
It's been a lot of fun.
Wow.
Now I'm like, what do I do next that's going to top it?
Right.
Like, it's trending.
Now the pressure is on.
I know, really, though.
Everyone's watching, subscribing to your YouTube channel, just waiting to see.
It's just like the perfect mix of everybody loves Game of Thrones, everybody loves Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones season is right now, so everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
And right. I sort of just caught on, you know, that snowball effect really fast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, because I got nothing for that's going to top that. I'm like, what's popular right now?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, that it's so cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah.
And I remember seeing your Nintendo one. God, I can't remember where I saw it. And then someone's like, "Oh, Nick did that," and I'm like, "What?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Nick did that in the building, Nick? Like, I know he's good at graphics because he used to do all my graphics a couple years ago." But
I actually got that a lot. Like, you know, a cousin I haven't talked to in like 3 years was like, randomly on Facebook, "Hey, I saw your video on like Washington Post." It's like, I had no idea you did this kind of stuff.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, it's pretty nerdy. I don't really talk about it that much. I'm like, "Hey man, I'm working on this great Super Mario video." So, what are you talking about?
So nothing, nothing's in the pipeline yet. Nothing's.
No, I'm working on stuff. I don't know if anything's gonna get, you know, 2 million hits in 2 weeks. Right now, I'm doing a Mario Aliens mashup. It's an old joke. Like, he gets the Yoshi egg, and then the face hugger from Aliens jumps out of it instead because they look similar. Which is an old, you know, Mario joke, but I've never seen it done like really well animated.
I want to see that.
Yeah. Well, cool.
Yeah, more questions?
No,
I think that's it. Yeah.
I think we're good. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on your guys' podcast.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks for talking to us. Tell everybody what your YouTube name is if they want to look it up.
Oh,
yeah.
YouTube.com/NickSplosionFX. Like Nickxplosion FX.
Okay.
Explosion effects. It's like explosion.
But Nick.
Fuck with Nick. Metalocalypse when I came up with that, and you have Nathan Explosion. You guys are familiar with Metalocalypse?
I'm not, no,
no.
Sorry. Like, oh, I love this show, Explosion, Nathan Explosion. Thinking back, I wish I would have picked a better name.
Well, you're definitely...
You know, Explosion effects, awesome. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, now you're stuck with it, because you don't want to lose those million of...
it's too late, it's too late. I'm committed now.
Thanks for joining us, Nick. So
thanks for having me. Anytime. Yeah. I'll let you know next time when this alien video is done, we'll get back together.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Awesome.
Right. See you, Nick.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Okay. So Nick's video was an obsession of mine last week before, whatever. But of course, our obsessions change every week.
Oh yeah, they do.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah,
unless
right.
It's supernatural, for kidding.
I don't change a lot. Just stay consistently obsessed about certain things.
All right, well, it did change this week.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about our obsessions.
Yeah. I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
My obsession this week, I have two, and they're, I know. You're into that sort of thing. You laugh and make fun of me for this, but I love the Chipotle app. I love it. So, I know friends that have used it, whatever, they don't have to stand in line, whatever. The lines are usually long, but they're not that long. Well, one night, I went to Chipotle, and that line was wrapped almost around the store.
Well, this one here, this one in our town is...
Right.
I don't know. It's always crazy. That's whenever I go, because it's always so busy.
It's so busy.
And the parking lot is busy, and it just...
And I'm like, nope, not
doing
this. I
don't bother with it, yeah.
Not doing this ever again. So I'm like, all right, I'll download this app. It's so great. I mean, it's so easy. And then you're like, you just tell them what time you're going to pick it up. You skip the whole line. You go up right to the front. You're like, here, I need my order for whatever. It's so so awesome. So I highly recommend it. You don't want to stand in a line. I know it takes you a long time to park and then to get out of that parking space with that big old truck. So this could be a lifesaver.
Well, now that I'm going to have a normal schedule, maybe.
True. Yeah. All right. Congratulations to
you. Yes, I got a new job. Starting a new show at our TV station. I'm very excited about it. I won't be working nights anymore. Thank God. So I'm very excited about it. So yeah, that's going to happen in a few weeks. So yeah. Yeah, so look at us, moving on, both of us. Mick just got another job, too. He's starting soon.
Actually, I'm working with Nick.
Yeah, he'll be working with Nick, exactly.
On a very fun entertainment show. It's actually a national show.
Yeah.
So once we get a little bit closer to the launch date, I can fill everyone in and let them know where they can watch some of the stuff that Nick and I produce and put together. It's fun. It's entertainment. It's what I've always wanted to do. I cannot wait.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so anyway. And what was the other app?
It's basically you can create and make effects of like put stickers on like photos. It's called, I think it's Avery, A-V-I-A-R-Y. It's just fun. Like you can put. Like,
it is fun because he was messing around on some pictures of us, and it's really funny. Yeah, it looks like it's fun. Yeah, because it's fun to mess with, you know. Put funny hats and glasses on people and pushy eyebrows and stuff.
Right. So it's actually one that I've actually been using a lot lately. And a friend of mine, we went to a birthday party and she did it and I thought it was pretty cool. So I downloaded it and it is fun. It's fun. I think they need a few more layers and effects and stuff in there, but it's good. I think you guys will have fun with it.
You are all over the apps.
I love it. I love on Zite when I find the 10 cool apps of the month or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I do love Zite. That's a good app. I do use that one constantly. I just got the Cartwheel app for Target. Do you know it? They have, like, coupons and stuff for Target. So,
really?
Yeah. See Cartwheel? And, yeah, you can see offers and all kinds of stuff. So they'll have, like, you know, here's, you know, you'll get 15% off something. And then you just go and it's like an online, pretty much, like, coupon catalog. So
cool.
And so you can use it at checkout. So anyway, since I go to Target so much, I thought maybe I'll try this.
That is true. All right. What else are you obsessed
with? My obsession is still Veronica Mars this week. I love it. Love it. Love it so much. And I didn't even realize how many people were on that show.
Right.
I just watched one this morning. Adam Scott was on it. And I was like, oh, hey, Adam Scott, I love you. Max Greenfield, who plays Schmidt, was on it.
Yeah. He's
Jessica Chastain was in an episode. Like all these people. And I'm like, I had no idea. So, and I just, I love it. I really wish I had watched this show 10 years ago when it was on.
Right.
But yeah, I'm really obsessed with it. Yeah.
So once you finish, we'll watch the movie.
I really want
to. Actually, I'm going to rewatch season 2. So when you're on season 2,
I still have a lot of episodes left. In,
It was back when they did 20-some.
I think there's 23 episodes in this first season. So yeah, it's going to take me a while to get through it.
But, it was so worth it. So good.
But now the TV, like all my regular shows are pretty much over with. I've been having a lot more time to watch this and I love it. So
yeah
I'll probably watch some more when I go home tonight and tomorrow. So yeah. And what else was I obsessed with? Oh, X-Men. That's what I said.
Oh yeah. That's
After seeing X-Men.
And we're still working on our summer. I think we're going
to
do tomorrow.
Yeah. We're going to try and do tomorrow. We're working on a whole podcast, just summer movie preview. There's a lot of movies coming out this summer. So we're going to talk about some of them, what we're excited to see and all that sort of stuff. So look forward to that. And that's it, I think.
That's it.
Anything you want to talk about? Just a reminder, Game of Thrones is not on this week because of the holiday, Memorial Day holiday, so it won't be back until next week. We will be doing our podcast then. Only 3 episodes left in the season.
I know. We need to get Nick back on for the final.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right.
Yeah, because he's a big Game of Thrones fan, so. Yeah, that would be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, guys, thanks for joining us. You can always find us on Twitter at A Gal and a Gay.
And Facebook, A Gal and a Gay. And email, agalandagay@gmail.com. Please email us or tweet us or Facebook us. We'd love to hear from you.
Whatever.
Please comment. Yeah, comment on this. Review us, please, on iTunes. That would be awesome, too. So we'd love to hear from people because we know people are listening.
Right. We do know you're listening. But even if you want to be on the podcast, even if you want to talk.
We would love to talk to anybody. Yeah, we love talking to have people on this podcast. So
right.
We just get randomly get our friends, you know, whoever wants to talk. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, please.
So cool.
Please reach out to us.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye, y'all. Have a good weekend.